Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with friend of the program, Jonathan Tolman, joining us right now, the Program Director, Cultural Promotion and Tourism, Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Jonathan, thanks for the time. I know how busy it is for you. And there's going to be I should call you the party master, because you're going to tell us about all the things to happen this week.
Happy almost not Monday, Dan. Glad to be on with you. And yes, I've been called many things. Party master, maybe that's a new one, but I like it.
We've got a plethora of live music this week, starting this coming Wednesday, including 22 live music listings.
Yeah, that's one of the fun things about being on the staff at the Cultural Office and working on Peak Radar, is that we get to see the trends of events as they come through. And that struck us this afternoon, that there were, starting Wednesday, in the span of about a week, there are 22 live music event listings just on peakradar.com alone. And that, of course, doesn't include all the stuff that hasn't made it there yet. So it was fun to see everything from Front Range Barbecue and Stargazers, Sunshine Studios, Rico's Cafe at Poor Richards downtown, Black Forest Community Center, the World Arena, Armadillo Ranch in Manitou, all represented in that about a week time span. So it's a great time to check out peakradar.com if you're looking for some live music over the coming week or so.
So when people go to peakradar.com and they check out for these, you know, live performances, is it broken down by genre, or how will they know which they would like?
Yeah, the drop-down tabs on peakradar.com are a great place to start. One of those is our event categories tab, where it's broken down into 9 different categories, including music and dance. So if you're looking for that in particular, you can just start at that category page. Or you can search by a particular venue. You can search by a keyword. So it's a great way to break down things. And other categories include theater and film, sports and outdoors, history and heritage. There's a free events category. So there's a great way to break down events for folks, depending on what you're looking for.
So since my wife is celebrating her birthday coming up on Wednesday, maybe go to the Grunge Funk and Your Favorite Barbecue event. that actually looks really fun.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Whatever your wife wants to do, I think so.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's so fun, because Peak Radar is just chock full of everything to do in Colorado Springs, and I love it. It's just like a one-stop shop area.
Yeah, that's part of its power, Dan, is that you can arrive at the website looking for a live music performance, and you might stumble across the next Switchbacks game. Or you might see a theater show coming up that you're really intrigued by. So that's part of the power, is that you stumble across or find other things that you may not have been seeking or have been meaning to try, and the website allows folks to do that.
And one of the things I really love is the fact that I love to oil paint and draw, and I do portraits and all those things. But you have the public art directory is excellent, and it comes with a map as well.
Well, thank you. We'll take that compliment and run. I think it's one of the, probably the most comprehensive public art directory in the region writ large. And that means that there are hundreds of listings of different public art that you can see throughout the Pikes Peak region, not just Colorado Springs. So art sites and monument, Arts on the Avenue in Manitou Springs, and Art on the Streets, of course, in downtown Colorado Springs, too. But if you've ever, cruised by a mural, or seen some piece of public art and wondered, what is that? Mm-hmm. Who made it? When did that happen? Or if you're remembering something that used to be, we also have listings for things that have moved or were temporary. And you can search on the directory not only, by geographic location, you mentioned the map, but also by public art type, the medium. So depending on, what it's made out of, what it looks like, you can search for that, too.
Now, we got about 30 seconds left, and I know that's not a lot of time, but we have a new addition to the Cultural Office, right?
Yes. We had our interim executive director became our executive director, Angela Seals. So we are back to a full-time staff of 3, and we're off and rolling.
No question about it. Jonathan, always punctual. I love it. I mean, that took exactly 30 seconds. That was excellent. So we'll look forward to visiting with you again about the other great things that are happening in our city, because it really is going to start to heat up with, literally, because it's going to be starting to get warmer temperatures and lots of stuff to do out there. Jonathan, thanks for the time as always. We really appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you in the month of April.